to the Sister Speak True Blood podcast, where we discuss everything about the HBO series True Blood from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K, and welcome to our premiere episode. Let's get started.
Okay, this is the first time that we're going to do a podcast devoted strictly to just one show and one show only, other than our Big Brother. But this is different because this is a drama. So it's not like a reality show. So our format's going to be a little different.
Well, to start off, for those who don't know, we used to have a podcast where we talked about 20 or so different shows.
That's true.
Some of our favorite things to watch. And it took a lot of time to get all of those shows into one episode. So we thought it would be better when we came back to podcasting to concentrate just on one at a time. So we're going to probably start off with two different podcasts this summer for two of our favorite shows. One is True Blood, and another will be Big Brother.
Yeah, right. So we'll do that separate.
Yeah, it's going to be a separate podcast. So we wanted to get started with True Blood because it's one of our favorite shows ever.
It's one of our favorite shows. I won't say ever, but it is one of our favorite shows.
I'll say ever.
It's very entertaining. I like all the characters. There's nothing stereotypical about the characters, which is what I like. So, and one thing we're not going to do is we're just going to discuss the shows and not what's in the actual books that the show is adapted from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because everybody hasn't read the books.
I have.
I have not. Nor do I intend to.
But I have.
So I'm not going to... I don't want to know all this comparison the book says this and the book says this.
Sister J, I'm not going to be able to sit here and say at the very beginning that I'm not going to reference the books. Because the books are what this whole show is about. Now, I will say, the books and the TV show kind of veer off in different directions, but
of course,
a lot of what is in the first season were in the books.
The series or a movie or a TV series is never like the book. It can get very close, but it's never like the book.
Well, but what you don't know since you haven't read the books is that it's not that it's not like the books because they couldn't make it as good as the books. Mm-hmm. It's because they take different directions in the story.
I'm glad.
Like, for instance, a character, and this isn't a spoiler, Tara in the books is not such a strong character as she is in the TV series. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even show up in the books until the third or fourth book as a really highlighted character.
Right.
And the same with Lafayette.
But people who get the DVD set and watch the commentary, they'll know that.
No, not necessarily. Not the ones that I've seen, but okay. I haven't seen all the commentaries.
Well, anyway, so the premiere is going to be next Sunday, June 14th.
Woohoo! Can't wait.
Yep, that's going to be really, really good. And so we're going to strive to put out our podcast, our True Blood podcast, every Monday after the day after the episode.
Yes, I think that'll give us enough time to put the podcast together and post it. Now, I did find out on a couple of message boards that I've been looking at that there is going to be, well, at least in the Dallas area, there's going to be a watch party the season 2 premiere. And apparently it's going to be at... Where is it going to be? I didn't write it down.
The Franchise Grill and Bar.
Yes, the Franchise Grill and Bar in Plano, Texas, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to look that up. I should have looked it up before we mentioned it.
It's at the southeast corner of Custer and Parker Road. That's where the Franchise Grill and Bar is located. And I don't know why they call it Grill and Bar rather than Bar and Grill. But
who cares which way it goes?
Because most places just say bar and grill. But anyway, it's 3000 Custer Road, which is the southeast corner of Custer and Parker in Plano, Texas.
Yes, it looks like it's going to start at 7 and then go, of course, until 10. And from what I understand, that location has is like a sports bar.
Yeah, right.
And they have tons of different TVs.
Big TV screens.
Big screens. Mm-hmm. They have audio that pipes through to the actual individual tables, which I think is awesome.
Kind of like a drive-in movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
So I'm hoping to be able to attend.
And then we will actually attend more than likely. And then we'll report how that went also.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To be with other fans and watch it together.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I am looking very much forward to the new season. I especially want to find out who's in the backseat of the car.
It better not be Lafayette.
Well,
I'm hoping it's Nettie Mae.
Or who is...
Because, you know, we can do without Tara's mama.
Yeah, she's annoying.
Yeah, well, you know, she's a Jesus freak now, so, you know.
Or the Miss Janetta, or whatever her name was, the supposed...
The one scamming them.
Yeah,
the voodoo stuff. Oh, yeah.
But she's been kind of like a side character. I don't know if she would be the one that would be in the back.
Or it could be somebody that we just don't know anything about.
No, I think it's either Lafayette... Or I'm hoping Letty Mae.
It better not be Lafayette.
Lafayette's my favorite character.
Unless they're going to make Bill save Lafayette like he did Suki, and then Lafayette's a vampire. That'd be cool.
I don't know. I think the person in the backseat of the car is dead already. Is dead.
Well, let's hope not. But anyway.
Let's hope not.
Okay.
So
we're looking forward to finding out who's in the car and what's going to happen.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to do it for we just want to do a quick little intro to our new season for those of you who used to follow us with the Sisters in Review.
Right. We've been gone for a while because, you know, we just got kind of.
Life happens.
Yeah. Busy.
Life happens. It gets busy. And I think I'm really going to enjoy this format better because I'd like to really delve down deeper than we have in other shows.
Yes, because when you're doing 10 or 15 shows in one podcast, it's kind of hard to just...
You can't...
All you can do is skim the surface.
Yeah, you can't get in-depth to
it. But there's a lot to talk about with this True Blood. And I mean, it's just so many different layers that HBO has done an excellent job, I think.
They do on most of their series. Mm-hmm. I love it. So that's going to be it for today. Look for us next week, Mondays, hopefully... But by 10 or so in the evening, we'll have the podcast posted.
Yeah, it should be.
Shouldn't ever have to go to Tuesday, but if it does, then probably look for it Monday or Tuesdays each mm-hmm. week. And we look forward to hearing all of your commentary and comments. Our email address is sistaspeak, which is S-I-S-T-A-H, speak, @gmail.com. And by the next episode, next week's show, we'll also have a number for you to call if you want to leave a message for voicemail. So we would welcome anyone's email comments, voicemail, so that we can actually get into in-depth conversations and discuss the season of True Blood.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's it for today. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next week.